Yeah, 100%. And that's the piece that, like I said, kind of offends me a bit. There's all of this new tax revenue coming in, but we're being asked to renew millages that expired 2 years ago. And four of them over here were overwhelmingly approved. And I don't understand that. I think it's just the way it was framed up. It's like, oh, we have to have playground equipment for the kids. Oh, we have to have senior citizen services. Yeah, all of those things are great, and they're nice. But what is all of the extra money on top of that being spent on instead when it should be used for those types of core things without the need to raise our taxes up? And my default position on any of those at the ballot box now is a big no. But apparently I'm in the minority over here because everybody over here just voted themselves new taxes, not realizing or not caring that, you know, tax receipts are up. Just boggles my mind.
While in the next breath complaining about affordability and grocery prices and gasoline prices and everything else, but when it comes to housing costs, they do it to themselves. You know the George Carlin bit, you know, it's for the children and the response. So, yeah. My nephew, who's only a few years younger than me, lives in Sumter. It's barely Wayne County, just the north of the Wayne County line, which is Will Carlton Road. And Sumter had a police millage. I don't know if they had two and they lost both of them, or they tried the same millage twice, but it failed both times. And, you know, the cops are getting on their, you know, police administration, command staff, however you want to say it, they're getting on social media and whining. I mean, literally whining, you know, about how essential the police services are and, you know, what this millage means and all this stuff. And, you know, he is very much like-minded, like me. And, you know, I tend to be very pro-law enforcement, but, you know, the word is austerity. Look it up. You know, it's a big word, I know, but look it up and take it to heart, because the general public is asked to do it. Everybody does it in their households, on their household budget, around their kitchen table. You got to do it too. You know, it's not a bottomless pit. And, you know, well, it's only $32 a year. Well, you know, that $32 for grandma who's living on Social Security in a single wide, you know, and heating with propane, it's just, people just don't get it. And that government mindset, you know, well, there's always more. Well, yeah, but it's not your money, you know. It's somebody else's money. And when you ask for it and they say no, the least you can do is respect that opinion.